My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin had a keystroke and was in a coma. But more importantly, his scammer Jane wants $1,500. Listen and enjoy.
So we'll go to April 28th, 2017. Remember when we last left off, Jane had gotten kicked off Facebook.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's going to put a strain on the relationship.
Yeah, really?
It's harder to communicate.
Yeah, that whole, you know, smoke signals and rubbing rocks together and all that stuff. It's
plus, you can't see when I'm on Facebook and I, you know.
So she can pop in and go, "Hello, my king."
Yes. It's the type of respect I deserve. That's how I want to be greeted from now on.
Don't get your hopes
by
up.
By Joe.
Yes, by Joe. I'll bend thy knee.
I'll break thine arm.
No tiki torch for you, unloyal servant. Go back from whence you came with your cargo pants and your polo shirt. March on out of here. Your type is not welcome here in these parts if you not bend thy knee. So April 28, 2017. She goes, "Good morning." This is Jane. "Good morning. I am fed up here. The school is disturbing me for their money, which I don't have. Please, can you help me with..."
Disturbing.
They're disturbing her.
They're knocking on my windows at 2:30 in the morning.
"Hey. Huh? Hey. You in there? You awake? Yay."
Sounds that way.
Yep.
Yes.
"Please, can you help me with $1,500?
Whoa.
We've gone up from like $1 and $200 to $1,500.
Mm. Yeah, that's quite the jump. And she hasn't gotten anything anyway so far.
No.
So going to the quantum leap of $1,500.
Yeah. Let's see. So I go, but before that, she had written, "Don't doubt me, I can hurt you." I quote, I go, "What do you mean you can hurt me?" And then she said, "No." She goes, "I mean, I can hurt you." And I said, "Oh, I was having doubts about that."
Yeah.
Then April 29th, she writes, "Good morning. How was your night?" I go, "Okay. I kind of thought we were done. Surprising to see you back, to be honest." Because we've had problems. She goes, our is forever, darling. My internet got exhausted.
Tired.
Oh, I can't do this anymore. I got
enough of the BS. Yeah. Just once, can we have one honest relationship online?
It went
I'm feeling all dial up right now.
Yes.
"My internet got exhausted. I just borrowed another money."
What are you using, Lyra now?
I know. Certainly not using a dictionary. Yeah.
I was having doubts, to be honest. She goes, "Honey, why will you have doubt about me? I just wanted you to know that you don't need to doubt me. Just try and have the trust in me and never let me down, because I will never do that for you. Just try and trust me, because I'm not here to get you hurt." No, I'm here to take your money. Business is business. I mean, if you happen to get hurt, sorry.
I want your dough, see?
Yeah.
Like a gangster. Mm. But that's the thing about these scammers. It's always trust. They want, you can never question.
Yeah.
You know, it's not Ronald Reagan, trust but verify. Yeah. It's just trust. You don't need to verify.
Yeah, right.
I'd prefer if you didn't, actually.
Yeah, that would be much better for me.
Yes. She goes, "Just try and trust me, because I'm not here to get you hurt, babe. Just try and make me happy, because I will always make you happy. Just try and help me put about the money I lend for my school so that I won't get dismissed from school. Honey, please, I need your help. I'll be very happy if you try and help out." I go, "Hun, if you want this to work, you need to give me time. I've been through a lot recently, and you disappearing has made everything so cloudy and uncertain."
Yeah.
She goes, "If you really know you want me, you won't doubt me, and you will do what I want, because you won't let me get hurt and never let me down over here. Babe, just try and do what I want, okay? I'll always do what you want as well."
Really?
Oh.
Really? "Never doubt me, because I will never do that to you as my man, as you need to help me out so fast, because I don't want to get dismissed at school, okay?"
She's working as quickly as she can because she sees that you're trying to stall and want to take your time. So she's throwing everything at you to try to get this moving.
And she's always tried to move fast.
Yeah.
Which makes this much more difficult for me.
I understand it. But, you know, for her, you know, that's the last thing she needs to hear is, "I want to take my time. I want to reach. Oh, no. Look. Just
now, keep in mind, on day one, she asked for money.
Yeah.
Remember iTunes gifts?
Oh, yeah.
We're a month in. She still hasn't gotten anything. This is way longer than she thought this was going to be.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So I say, "Really? Really? Really?
Oh, no.
Jane, really? You really just triggered me. Really?"
Oh, no. It's bad.
had another keystroke.
It's funny.
You got triggered.
I got triggered.
Really?
Really? She goes, what do you mean? Hold on. Let's pause while Pip laughs. It's okay. Enjoy.
I wish we could had a camera that we could get the expression on her face when you pull this stuff.
It would probably show a person with a beard.
Yes, it would. It's our glasses.
Oh, I don't think that person would have bosoms.
Oh, no, they're still there.
Yeah. She goes, what do you mean? Are you saying you don't trust me anymore? Explain yourself to me and let me know. I go, I don't know, but when you pressure me, it triggers my medical condition.
That's brilliant.
Thank you.
That's brilliant because if she knows she has to push, she knows that you're going to sit there and want to really research this. And she also has the problem if she pushes, it's going to trigger this condition.
She'll never make her king upset.
Oh, God.
You are just like such
she's got
fragile
problems.
Little egg. You know?
This fake Davin is a fragile leg.
Yeah. Yeah, if she pushes too hard. Oh, no, I corrected
myself. I've been triggered.
Oh, that's funny.
I don't know, but when you pressure me, it triggers my medical condition. She goes, what happens to your health? Are you okay? I go, not really. I suffered a keystroke. Apparently, the pressure you put on me triggered it. I was in a coma, which is why I disappeared for a while. I had vivid and wild dreams. My doctors have told me I need to cut you out of my life. They would be upset to know that we are still in contact. I need to figure it all out. So she goes, to be honest, darling, you caused it.
What?
You took things so hard. I asked for just $200, but you were treating me like a slave during our argument.
A slave.
Go fetch me a pitcher of water.
Yeah.
Okay. I think maybe that happened. Please, I need you to be in good health and be fine. We should both be fine. This my wishes for this relationship. I love you with all my life, but you keep doubting me. Please, darling, for God's sake, please, and please send me the $1,500 today. That's what Jesus would want.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.